This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I don't know if you guys saw the interview with Sarah Palin, and I think it was she was on Hannity, and I've got mixed emotions. I'm gonna explain it, and this is just it just hit me. There's no agenda here or anything, but it seems like all we do is talk about retreads, the same old, same old. I'm not saying Palin should or shouldn't be in there. Maybe she should. I think she didn't get a fair shake, but I think that people get out of politics what they put into. In other words, if Sarah Palin couldn't protect herself from the likes of John McCain and the naysayers, she's not ready for prime time. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. I cannot tell you people how many folks I talk to in politics, consult with, sometimes off, you know, just not any agenda. I'm not trying to get a job with them or anything. And others that ask me. And I think to myself, you're not ready. I hate to put it this way, but this is one of the deals where if you, and I'm never running, but as a consultant, if I can be better, if I'm your coach, your tennis coach, you have to have at least the talent for me to coach. There are very few people, honestly, that have the talent to be coached. And here's what's funny, and I'm not going to say any names because I've got too many people that understand what I'm saying and they'll read between the lines. But there are candidates that I've talked to who are undoubtedly the best candidate. No question. Smooth on their feet. Talk from the cuff, you know, right off the cuff. No need for prep. Think about the way I used to do interviews on Fox. It wasn't like of course I knew the material. I knew what was going on in the world. I didn't need somebody going, well, say this, Kevin, or do this. Like Joe Biden, or clap now. Say, don't do this. Don't do that. I don't need handlers. The people that you should be watching are the ones that you go, man, that was straight from the cuff. I was at an event the other day. It was an energy event, and the people on the panelists were experts. One of them is a friend of mine who's running for Senate, and they're asking about energy. And he says, look, I'm the oddball conservative. I built solar plants. He goes, solar with storage is not the solution, but it is certainly, it should be a big part of America's electric grid, its power grid. I don't think any of us would argue that. And he says, now look, you may not roll solar out as much in, say, Alaska. I'm not even going to pick on a location, but you may not roll, solar may not be as big of a deal in Connecticut as it is in Arizona. And I think you can understand that. He's like, we can't look at the energy problem as monolithic. If you've got hydro or you're looking at hydrogen or whatever, maybe you're better suited for certain types of power in certain types of areas. But solar should be in the mix. And he goes, I think it will be as much as 30% when they get back to when they work on storage. And he says, right now, we can store. And he gave percentages, but he says at some point, solar may be 50% storage. In other words, you're using it as it goes, but you can store 50% of it. So while you're sleeping, while your plant is at work, you can, wait on the sun to come up the next day and then it'll replenish. And he's saying that technology is out there. But here's the point of it. There were no mincing of words. He said, I'm an oddball because people want me to be all about nuclear, all about oil, you know, and coal. He goes, I built coal plants. He goes, they're inefficient. They're very, very costly to build in comparison to solar. He goes, but I'm not against it. There are places where we must have coal. We must have natural gas, etc. It was a balanced approach, and at the end of it, he said, look, I'm not Republican on this, I'm not Democrat on this. I'm down the middle in the sense that if we have a solid plan for energy, I can make it work. And by the way, dude's an energy expert. But what I liked about it was not a mincing of words. It wasn't, well, let me say this to placate the right. Let me say this to placate the left. He says, on this issue, I'm down the middle. I think there's a reason to compromise. I don't believe energy should be a political issue. We should be doing the best we can to get people energy at the cheapest cost. It's something we all have to have. Anyway, let me go back to Sarah Palin. So I'm looking at, there was a clip. I never watch Fox News. I call them Fox News. I don't watch them. I'm bored with it. You know, and probably so are most of you. You watch it, you may have muscle memory to watch it, but it's not, it's rarely riveting for you. But you're not going to go watch the other folks. But I see this picture of Hannity with Sarah Palin, and it's more of the same. I can't even imagine. I didn't even listen to the clip. What he says, we need more, the title of it was, we need more people like you, Sarah, running. Okay, great. How did that even make the clip? It was like this story I saw where it said, Teresa Goodice, a rich housewife of Long Island or whatever, unfriended somebody on Facebook. That made the news on TMZ, page 6 is what they call it. It made the news. No offense, Sean Hannity, I want more than that. I get that you're touting Palin as she's back. You know what? If Palin's back, how about she come back in a splash? If she does something media worthy to get us back, how about you do that? You know, I'm so bored with the retread politics of the right. Lack of ingenuity, lack of anything that says, come on, guys, we're going to really rally. We're going to coalesce around this issue, these people, these things. And it's something new. It isn't more. Guess what? You know what the left is looking at? They're looking at Sarah Palin and they're already going, okay, let's go back to the playbook where we ridicule Sarah Palin for, I can see Alaska from my backyard, which she never said. Tina Fey said it. And let's start all over again. How about Sarah Palin do something relevant besides say, I'm running? Tell us that you, what have you been doing with your time besides getting divorced and, you know, having failed reality TV shows? How about you do something that we can point at and say, see, she is relevant? I don't think Palin's done that. I don't know. But where is it? Look, again, give me something new, Sean. Hannity's been on TV long enough. He's been doing this long enough to give us something better.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever. At thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now. Now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Is your mom a Kevin Jackson groupie? Of course she is. And if she listens to this show, what better way to show her love on Mother's Day than to get her a Funniest Mom shirt? Don't worry, Dad won't mind, because he's a Kevin Jackson groupie too. The funniest and best gifts for mom are at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop. And I hope you'll visit there, show your mom some love, and go get her a gift that she'll treasure forever at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/shop.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came in the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I'm sure the old Biden disinformation governor's board is going to jump all over this snuffing out of factual information, right? Can't have people knowing that vaccines for Wu Flu will either kill you or make you wish you were dead. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Still, with the information that this government knows, they are spreading disinformation. They forced millions of people to get vaccinated. The deaths of many people are on their hands. I don't want to say dismemberment, that's not the right word, but the side effects that have hurt people in the millions are on their hands, and they still pushed it. They pushed this disinformation. And many of the unpure now have massive health implications for which they have no respite. There is no reprieve, no solution in sight. They will carry this problem to their graves, many of them earlier than expected. If you get ill from the vaccines, as you guys know, chalk it up to using the government using your body for, here it comes, the greater good. Welcome again. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I feel for the people that were forced to get the vaccine. If you took it, you wanted to take it, you were, and you want to feel good and self-righteous that you gave your body to science, fine. And I pray that nothing happens to you. I really do. I've never wanted to be wrong in my life, but I'm not. We got the data. New study found a correlation between an increase in emergency cardiovascular events among people under 40 years of age during the launch of Israel's COVID-19 vaccine program. I just read that. Those aren't my words. Those are the facts. Published in the Nature Journal, researchers utilized data from the Israel National Emergency Medical Services between 2019 and 2021 that evaluated emergency or EMS calls among 16 to 39-year-olds across Israel, quote, with potential factors including COVID-19 infection and vaccination rates. They found that there was a 25% increase in EMS calls between January 21 to May 21, as compared with the years 2019 and 2020. Israel, which primarily uses Pfizer's mRNA vaccine, launched its COVID-19 vaccine program in late December of 2020. Those are the numbers. 25% from the ages of 19 to 39. Now look, I'm sorry, 16 to 39. That's not the demographic for heart issues. But that's what they're seeing. The weekly emergency call counts were significantly associated with the rates of first and second vaccine doses administered to this age group, but were not with COVID-19 infection rates, they found. Now, let me see what that means. The weekly emergency call counts were significantly associated with the to this group, but not with the, so apparently it was with the vaccines and not with the actual virus itself. Now, here's what they go on to say. While not establishing causal relationships, the findings raise concerns regarding vaccine-induced, undetected, severe cardiovascular side effects and underscore the already established causal relationships between vaccines and myocarditis, a frequent cause of unexpected cardiac arrest in young individuals. So let me just put this as blatantly as I can. The vaccine is targeting anybody who's taken it, including those who never should have taken it, that were in very little danger of dying from this disease, and it's given them heart diseases that will probably kill them earlier than before, certainly will be things they have to monitor for the rest of their lives, which thankfully won't be that long anymore. That's in a nutshell. They said, they recommend that when evaluating possible vaccine side effects and COVID-19 outcomes, officials should incorporate EMS data and relevant data to identify potential new health trends, such as an increase in EMS calls, and, quote, promptly investigate potential underlying causes. You know why they're asking for this? Because the data is not there. They aren't logging it in the VAERS system, which is only, some estimate, 1/100th of the people who are actually being hurt by this disease. There are 25,000 verifiable deaths that came from COVID vaccines, Wu flu vaccines. There are well over 1 million people who have had some significant adverse effect. Think about what I just told you. If it is 1 in 100, and it's 25,000, that means 2.5 million people could have died because of this. It means if indeed it's 1 million people that have had some adverse effects, it's actually over that. 25 million. I mean, I'm sorry, 100 million. If it's, what did I say, a million? Yeah, so 100 million. I'll get the math here. 100 carry one times 100 times a million. I'll get it. That means I have a math degree. Oh, man. Too bad this isn't a laughing matter, though, isn't it? So there was the Israeli study, but then there was a recent study carried out by Swedish researchers across populations in Scandinavia, Finland, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway, suggesting that heart inflammation requiring hospital care was more common among people who received COVID-19 vaccines than individuals who did not. These extra cases among, get this, men 16 to 24 correspond to a 5 times increased risk after Comirnaty. I don't know if that's, it's capitalized. Is that a medication? And they said in 15 times increased risk after Spikevax. I think those are two different ones that they use in Scandinavia. This is compared to the unvaxxed, according to Dr. Richard Jung, professor and physician at the Swedish Medical Products Agency who was involved in the study. Spikevax is indeed the name for Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, and Comirnaty is Pfizer's vaccine. I hope I never have to pronounce that one again. This is not great news. His team found that myocarditis or pericarditis rates are higher than the levels in an unvaccinated cohort. 38 per 100,000 after second doses were administered. So you are much safer if you didn't donate. By the way, one of my friends, Andy, is going to call me and tell me what the if there's a premium for unvaxxed blood. He's going to ask that question when he goes to donate blood again. He donated the other day. We'll be back.
Radio show.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before the Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the DHS 2023 budget proposal totaling $97.3 billion. Mayorkas blames the previous administration for the state of the border.
We have effectively managed an unprecedented number of non-citizens seeking to enter the United States and interdicted more drugs and disrupted more smuggling operations than ever before.
Republicans on Capitol Hill argue it's the Biden administration's policies encouraging illegal immigration. The largest wildfire in the United States continues to burn in New Mexico, prompting the governor on Tuesday to ask President Biden to enact a presidential disaster declaration. USA Radio News. A comedian was assaulted while performing on stage.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a chair's hand.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Education Department is forgiving the student loan debt of more than 100,000 people through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Waiver. The amount forgiven totaled around $6.8 billion. The average amount of debt reduction per borrower is around $60,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The more you learn about leftism, the more you learn to despise it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Leftists are vile, evil creatures. I prove it every day on this show. It's not meant to be mean-spirited. It is meant to be a statement of fact and truth. MSNBC's Mehdi Hassan, I'm reading this, who has compared non-Muslims to cattle, tried to downplay America's far left by claiming that they only want to, quote, give us free health care and free child care, while claiming that the far right wants to give us white supremacy and no democracy. And this asymmetrical polarization of U.S. politics would be laughable if it weren't so horrifying, Hassan said. We are living through an unspeakably dangerous moment. The pro-QAnon, the pro-neo-Nazi faction of the Republican Party, is poised to expand dramatically come the midterms. We're just 2 years away from Donald Trump very possibly re-seizing executive power. If that happens, we may look back on this past week as a pivotal moment when a petulant and not-so-bright billionaire casually bought one of the world's most influential messaging machines and just handed it to the far right. That's what Mehdi Hassan, who thinks of us as cattle, non-Muslims, and by the way, who thinks that the people listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, you people right here and me, we want a white supremacy and no democracy. Now, first of all, Mehdi's too stupid to realize we don't live in a democracy. We live in a democratic republic. And secondly, he's too stupid to understand that there are many people who are on the right who are not white. It's funny how they always talk about the extreme, and they throw the extremes at us. First of all, QAnon, pro-neo-Nazi? Why does that have to do with us? Certainly neo-Nazis, I don't know any conservative who's a neo-Nazi. Not one. Oh, they can, oh, Kevin, I espouse to this certain value. Fine. You can espouse to whatever you want. The people that I know that represent the people that I believe who are, you know, represent conservatism have no need for anything that has to do with neo-Nazis. In fact, the KKK neo-Nazis, as far as I'm concerned, are Democrats. And QAnon, okay, so again, a boogeyman that we have to go after. Do these people exist? Are there people that believe in Q? Fine.
Nothing wrong with them. Do you find the government trustworthy? Because I don't. I'm not a member of QAnon, but I'll tell you this. I don't trust this government as far as I can throw them. I love the way these people characterize us, and we just have to sit around and take it. Elon Musk didn't. He said, NBC basically saying Republicans are Nazis. Same org that covered up Hunter Biden laptop story, had Harvey Weinstein story early and killed it, and built Matt Lauer his rape office. Lovely people. See, this is why I like Musk. This is why I talk about people like this. Because this is, I don't know whether it's, maybe it's his billions and billions of dollars that makes him cocky. But he reminds me of me. But I just don't have the billions and billions of dollars. But I would have responded back exactly the same. Who are you to talk? Mehdi Hasan? How does this guy even get a voice to say this? I don't know where he's from. I don't know whether he's born here and he was radicalized here by the left. But wherever he's from, he doesn't recognize the real America. Let me tell you something, folks. Leftists have no way out. The reason why you're hearing about this SCOTUS leak, the reason why people like Mehdi Hasan are there, the reason why Joy Behar is coming to the defense of Joe Biden saying, so what? He's got all these flaws. He laughs at himself. They have no way out. They have to create a way out. And they will use anything at their disposal. Elon Musk buying Twitter, a person making a purchase of a company, has nothing to do with leftism or rightism. You, for all intents and purposes, Elon Musk could have said, I'm going to buy Pepsi and we're going to get away from woke. But you're still going to get to enjoy Pepsi. No changes. Just, we're not going to go woke. They would have attacked him. Oh my God, Pepsi Cola. It's the drink of a generation. I mean, they would have made it into a huge deal. All he's doing is buying a company. And he's saying, I don't like the direction of that company. Twitter didn't have to sell. I mean, they were kind of forced to, but they didn't really have to. But they're afraid. You know, the left are afraid no matter what we do. I'm going to tell you, it does not matter what we do. No way out. They will hope for a public of rubes, and they've trained them, to buy their mess. And it's already started. I want you to understand. I didn't read it. But I saw this thing that says, Joe Biden's polls increased slightly in April. What did he do? What did Joe Biden do in April to improve his poll numbers? Russia, did they get out of Ukraine? Less people fleeing Ukraine? Southern border, is it in better shape? Did the economy suddenly improve? What happened? Not a thing. The only thing that happened is somebody from on high said, all right, let's give it an uptick. Let's let Joe have a little bit of a respite. We've bottomed him out for now. This is a guy who's in the midst of turmoil. Joe Biden went to the White House correspondents' dinner, and he yucked it up. He's, look at him. Joy Behar saying, oh, look at him. He just sits there. He laughs. Trump, he's all solemn. Trump is mean, and Joe Biden is laughing. What's Joe Biden got to laugh about? I mean, I'm happy that the guy can still keep a smile on his face. Stay cheerful, Joe. But what's he got to laugh about? This guy has looming issues that would have most people going, holy crap. Last thing I need to be doing is, cavorting with a bunch of journalists, because these are the same people that can bring me down. But Joe's making good. He's making fun. Woohoo, look at me. I'm out here laughing, having a good time. They have no way out, and they're desperate. Consider this for just a second. I didn't listen to the thing. I didn't do anything. But they, people cut the clips and they say, hey, here's what was said. There were no jokes that I know of about Hunter Biden's laptop. I mean, that's a huge subject. Nothing. I don't think there were any jokes about Russian collusion with Hunter, his association with the Chinese spies, Hunter, anything, any of the contents of Hunter's laptop. Any jokes about Hunter is, you know, a crackhead, hanging out with prostitutes, making a lot of money. I mean, you want to talk about White House Correspondents' Dinner, this is a news story, and there's nothing. Hunter Biden, the grand jury meeting, nothing. Oh, by the way, the media hasn't said a word that the grand jury that was meeting on Trump about all his supposed illegalities in New York, nothing. Nothing. Trump didn't do anything wrong. Nothing to report here. It's kind of like Adam Schiff, you know, with this whole, I've got definitive proof of Donald Trump. Yeah, well, it's been plain sight. Well, show it to us, Adam. Yeah, I mean, you don't see it? Yeah, the same way we don't see the racism these guys talk about all the time, right? Or the sexism and all the other isms. You know what there were no jokes about as well in the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Nobody referenced the big guy. Nope. Joe just laughed and they said, look at him. He's so affable. He's so fun to be around. Oh my gosh. His son has a laptop that the Russians have. He's got another one where they're divulging actual things that the Biden family is doing that were corrupt. Joe Biden making a loan to his son after saying he had no knowledge about it, et cetera, et cetera. Hillary Clinton's in the news because of everything we found out, and they don't say a word about it. They need an out. The left needs an out. Maybe that's why the leaked documents from the Supreme Court with regard to Roe v. Wade have cropped up. I don't know. You know, we'll debate it. We'll find out if it's real or not. But I'll tell you this. I know a ploy when I see one. Democrats need a way out, and they will get it any way they can. And if you think, as conservatives, that they're going to fight fair, you better wake up. Not going to happen. But the good news is, if you remain strong, if you keep the pressure on, these guys will crack.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can't stand the smug mask wearers, the black apologists, the people that try to pretend that they have some level of virtue that you don't have. And I know that these people look at people like us as Christ followers and people who seek the truth, and they say, oh, you're it. Well, you can try that game on somebody else, but it will not work with me. And I hope that those of you who listen to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, who follow my work, I hope you these words stick with you no matter what. All these virtual signalers are no better than Nazis, the ones who wore that armband to show people I'm a Nazi. I'm part of this party that wants to oppress but pretends that it does it for the greater good. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-500-5433.
651-8255. So I tell you guys, I'm an open book. I talk about the things that happen in my life. I talk about them openly. I talk about them honestly. Am I disgusted at times with the conservative movement and its lack of support of its real warriors? You're doggone right I am. And I tell you. But I also tell you this. You don't have to support anybody. You don't have to do anything you don't want to do. Nobody should be able to guilt you into it or make you do it. But don't be upset at the outcome. That's the difference. Don't be upset. Leftists will do this. Leftists will support their warriors, and they get the outcomes that they want. If you want what they want, follow their plan. If you don't, no problem. But don't think I'm not going to tell you. So I'm in this thread with a group of people, and as I mentioned before, I talked about this on another show. I gave them the secret to how you can defeat the left. It is a bona fide, tried and true, blue collar, true blue is what I meant to say, not blue collar, but blue collar way to do it. I talked to every grassroots organization that brings me in and says, Kevin, what do you think we should do? And I say, are you guys paying this group? It's 1,000 people, let's say. I go, are you guys paying a monthly fee to be part of this group? No, you know, we're not doing that. We just collect when we need it and all that, and we're not about all that. And I go, then fine, you're not going to be around. You're going to lose. See, if 1,000 people said, we're going to pay 10 bucks a month to be in our group, you'd raise $10,000, and you'd be able to do something. And if you collectively have some idea of what you want to do with that money, you will be successful. But if you don't do it, it's not going to happen. And if you're not fundraising, if you're not gathering more people, if 1,000 people don't go out and say, we're all going to bring one additional person to this party, to this thing that we're doing, to this organization, and then we'll have 2,000 people giving us $10 a month, and so on. If you're not doing that, you're not poised for growth. Oh, no, we want to limit it to this, that, and the other. Are you all rich? Great, because that's phenomenal. Now, let me tell you what all your riches is going to do. Absolutely nothing, because unless you are able to put that money behind somebody that's got a bunch of people, you aren't going to change a thing. You're just having meetings and throwing parties and making yourselves feel like you're doing something. And if that's your goal, good. But it isn't going to work. You need people and money, lots of both. And many people can generate lots of money. I have friends who are wealthy who can't get anything done with Congress because they don't have people. And they don't have a plan to say, I'll get these people if you don't do what I tell you, which is with my money. Now, I don't want money running politics. So I'm kind of glad it doesn't work that way. I'm glad that you still got to come back to the people. But anyway, I give this way to do it. And some guy makes it sound like I'm being self-serving, and I excoriate, and I do what I do. I'm not trying to be mean-spirited, but you're not going to tell me, oh, you're being selfish. Let me tell you, if you want to call me selfish, yeah, I wish I could punch you in your face, because my family almost lost our home at one point while I was building this organization being selfish, and I ran through all my money, and Melissa said to me, you better put the brakes on. And I did. But thank God Brad loaned me the money Dale and Lori loaned me the money so I could pay my mortgage and not lose my house. Now, if you want to say that's self-serving, kiss my black butt. Anyway, this one guy, his name is Blake. He and a guy named Joe are anti-Trumpers, and they can't stand that I won't jump on Trump. So this guy, I excoriated this dude because how dare you try to tell me how to think. So he writes to me privately, and here's what he says. I myself have, because I told him he's a racist. I go, you're a racist. You're a leftist and a racist, and you don't even know it. You're too stupid to know it. And here's what he says. I myself have a mixed family and am astounded that you align yourself with a white supremacist crowd. He's talking about you folks. Kevin, you're letting your narcissism get the better of you. If you could hold off on your name calling and belittling for a moment, you might actually see through your tunnel vision. and realize that the best path for our democracy is to be fiscally responsible, which neither party has been. Deal with our increasing income disparity and learn to listen to each other in order to come out with compromises that reflect the views of the American middle, not that of either extreme. So he considers himself a centrist. Yeah. But he says, I can assure you Joe feels no leftist superiority, especially over blacks. Because he's taking up against Joe, who's the guy who started all of this. And I'm going to read you my response. I said, why are you writing to me privately, Randy? Don't bother answering. I know why. I know that you are concerned for me, quote, aligning with white supremacists. And I get the implication, the hidden message that I must be idiotic to pick my own friends and associates, right? Your message reminds me of a debate I had on CNN with Ellis Hinman, who claimed the Tea Party to be racist. When asked by the CNN host, Hinman explained his theory. When the question came to me, I asked Hinman how many Tea Parties he had attended. He answered none. Yet, he was their expert. You, Randy, are an obvious expert on my friends and acquaintances, right? You know white supremacy, even if I don't recognize it, right? Are all of my friends and associates white supremacists, or just the ones you deem? You mentioned being astonished at my choices, Randy. Well, I too am astonished at how I have survived all this white supremacy for so long. Interestingly, as with all leftists, you refer to me as an anarchist. As a narcissist. While in fact, being a narcissist. And I laugh at it. Yet I'm not trying to convince you of anything. I'm not meddling in your life or decisions as you are mine. Addressing your comments about fiscal responsibility, income disparity, your subjects, and other issues, you've not inquired about my views publicly. Nevertheless, you accuse me of having tunnel vision, without even exploring my ideas on the subjects I discuss often on my radio show, in interviews, and so on. Do you even know anything about my views on these subjects? Or will you provide me yours as you've tried on my support of Trump? Or my friendship with Justice Thomas? Which he lampooned Justice Thomas. Said he never should have been on the Supreme Court, blah, 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 blah. The best Supreme Court justice we've had in our lifetime, the most conservative voter. And this guy says, oh, who is he? Why? Because this guy has this closet racism. And here's what I go on to tell him. You and Joe are racist that the leftists describe and actually are. And the worst kind of racist. Too stupid to know that you are racist. You write to a grown man as if you offer counseling. You want to heal me of what you believe is the wrong way. An accomplished person, humble in the gifts that God has given me, but unapologetic about discussing my gifts. You call this narcissism because how dare this black man explore his intellect publicly? In other words, what I'm telling Blake is you want people to think I'm stupid because you think I'm stupid. This guy, I got to tell you, what a piece of work. I finally said this. I know my words will ring hollow to you because you are an imbecile. But if you consider what I'm writing in any real depth, you will realize that I'm right. That said, I don't care what you do. Because I won't try to change a grown but man, even if he is an effing racist, with stupid blank views. Sadly, folks, I'm out of time. Hey, Blake and John, enjoy that.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.